This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1284. Crush Your Top Collaboration Killers, A Brain-Based Approach, by Christine Comeford of smarttribesinstitute.com. And I'm Dan, your host and narrator, reading to you every single day of the year. And we're going to get right to it now as we hear from Christine and optimize your life. Crush Your Top Collaboration Killers, A Brain-Based Approach, by Christine Comeford of smarttribesinstitute.com. Two founders at a mid-sized technology company were at war. The CEO was aggressive, the CTO often sabotaged the CEO, and the company was divided into two camps. To make matters worse, recent tech breakthroughs were changing how their customers worked and threatening to make their number one product obsolete. Productivity across the organization was plummeting. The executives didn't trust one another, and cooperation was at an all-time low. The CTO wanted to solely work on strategy, but he feared losing power by shifting to a role without direct reports. Since the culture was low on communication and high on fear, the COO had set up her own camp. The silos were spreading. The CEO asked my team to parachute in and bring our neuroscience tools. Here's what happened. Collaboration killer: focusing on problems. Neurosolution: shift focus to outcomes. First, we had to get everyone talking about what they wanted without attacking one another. We put the leadership team in a room with food and libations. Several were stuck in what we call the tension triangle, behaving as a victim, rescuer, or persecutor. So we needed to quickly shift them into the positive counterpart: outcome, insight, or action creator. We did a quick neuro process called an outcome frame to get them in their smart state. It sounded like this. What would you like? A result or outcome they can create and or maintain. What will having that do for you? Internal experience, feelings, or benefit they'll get. Ask this a few times. It's where we learn what someone really wants. How will you know when you have it? External proof or success criteria. And what are your next steps to getting it? Get them in action. The cool part is that everyone was sick of the fighting and wanted to come together. They just didn't know how. As each leader shared their outcome frame, the light bulbs started going off. Hey, we all want basically the same thing. Collaboration killer: no team, TISI, -0.16% spirit. Neurosolution: forge a leadership code of conduct. Next, we got everyone aligned via a common purpose and code of conduct. This increased buy-in and reduced the potential of what's to follow being perceived as a thou shalt list. Here's what they came up with. 1. We deal with issues directly with the person in question. Complaining about others behind their back, passive-aggressive behavior, or backstabbing of any type will not be tolerated. We are bigger than this. 2. We value the privilege to serve on the leadership team. Monthly management meetings must be a priority, along with weekly leadership meetings. Come prepared or don't show up. Miss 3 and you're off the team. We debate in the room, execute out of the room. We are accountable to each other for timely and quality results. Once we debate and decide, the debate is over. We are a unified front, giving the same message to our teams, focusing on relentless execution and the victory that comes from it. 4. We are powerful creators. There are no victims, rescuers, or persecutors on our team. We are outcome creators, insight creators, action creators. And 5. We are the model of accountability and leadership. We provide the example of accountability and leadership to emulate. If our team isn't modeling the behavior we want, we look in the mirror. Collaboration killer: low trust. Neurosolution: get them off the ledge and back in the tribe. We needed a tool for when a leader slid back into their critter state. We opted for good old SBM: safety, belonging, mattering. If someone was exhibiting fight, flight, or freeze behavior, if she was paralyzed on a project or spreading fear or starting wars, she craved safety. We could create safety by saying, "I've got your back. Let's tackle this together." If a team member was using us versus them language or forming silos, he craved belonging, to be part of the tribe. We could loop him in by saying, "I'm so glad you're on the team. Who else could we bring into our tribe or share this info with?" If a leader was whining, complaining, stressing over not having enough power, she craved mattering. We could validate and appreciate her by saying, You are the best person to own this project, and I totally trust you. Approaching people in a safety, belonging, mattering context changes everything. Find out what they crave and give it to them. Collaboration restored. We coached the CTO to replace his sabotaging behavior toward the CEO with our favorite influencing skills. The CTO became chief systems architect, letting go of direct reports and reporting to the CEO. The CEO and new chief systems architect created a new vision that team members owned and were inspired by, using tools in our Leading from the Inside Out kit. This act alone recreated the motivational buzz they had in early years, and they created it together. We coached the entire C-suite and leadership team on clarity of communication and got them using the tools for explicit communication we cover in Smart Tribes. We guided them in creating new accountability structures using tools in our Increasing Accountability Kit. The company's new strategic direction became profitable quickly, and they zoomed through the $250 million inflection point. They'll reach the $500 million mark within 4 years or less. You just listened to the post titled "Crush Your Top Collaboration Killers: A Brain-Based Approach" by Christine Comaford of SmartTribesInstitute.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you to Christine for today's post. For over 30 years, leadership and culture coach, serial entrepreneur, and New York Times bestselling author Christine Comaford has helped leaders navigate growth and change. She specializes in applied neuroscience, which helps her clients achieve tremendous results in record time. As an entrepreneur, she built and sold 5 companies with an average ROI of 700%, and she was a software engineer as well in the early days of Microsoft and Apple. Christine is a human behavior expert, a leadership columnist for Forbes.com, and the New York Times best-selling author of Power Your Tribe, Smart Tribes, and Rules for Renegades. So come by SmartTribesInstitute.com to learn a lot more from her, and you can check out all of their resources. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Work Daily. Hope you're having a great day and that you enjoyed our post from Christine. Keep on optimizing, and I'll be right back here with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.